Our next public hearing is a change of zone, number 1820, W&B Hudson Family Limited Partnership and John Floyd Lingo III.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 General Commercial District and an AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.16928 acres, more or less. The property is located on the southeast corner of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and Harbison Road, Route 5. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 69, and a portion of Parcel 70. Did receive an exhibit booklet. There was a staff analysis. Received comments from the engineering department, comments from DLDOT, and there was a site plan. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Scott gets up here. I just have a quick question for him just before you.
All right. Well, Mr. Scott, if you would.
It's an easy one. I think you'll appreciate it. And I'm totally going to steal his thunder probably asking this, but...
Okay. William Scott from Scott and Schumann in Bethany Beach on behalf of the applicants.
Before we get really far in it, looking at it beforehand and trying to figure it out, it looks to me like essentially all this is rezoning 8,161 square feet.
That's correct.
To commercial. I mean, because there's already commercial that's C1, already commercial that's CR1. There's a strip of 174 by 47 that's AR1, that would just square off the back corner. So that's really the only part that's changing, I think. Is that accurate?
Correct. Okay. Ms. Cornwell, if I can drive. Oh, there we go. So what Mr. Robertson is talking about is essentially we're talking about this piece of property here, this rectangle, which is currently zoned AR1. We're asking that that be rezoned to CR1. That's part of the Hudson Family Limited Partnership property. And the other part that they own, the Hudson Family Limited Partnership, is this piece here. This is already zoned CR1. So that's not before you this evening. That's already zoned CR1. Next door to that property, the property on the corner, this is the Lingo property, this is zoned C1 now. But the idea would be that to have... each of those parcels zoned together as CR1, so you didn't have one as C1 and CR1, so more of a housekeeping. So a really long way of saying yes. Essentially what we're looking for is to rezone the 0.19 acres on that bottom rectangle to square off that corner.
Gotcha. Okay. And that was probably your whole presentation.
It's a large part of it. I assume that's your presentation, but we won't make that assumption. If you have anything else you'd like to add, go ahead.
Well, I would thank you, Chairman Wheatley, and members of the commission. Mr. Robertson has pretty much explained what we're talking about. I would point out that the piece of property that's C1 now on the corner, that's where there's an Exxon station that's currently there now. There's a couple of other small retail uses there. That's C1, as we said. We did submit the presentation booklet, which we'd asked that we be made part of the record, which has this site plan that you're talking, that we're looking at now. It also has the existing land use. It's got the future land use maps in there. It's got an aerial map so you can get an idea where it is. But as Ms. Cornwell said, it's at the southeast corner of Route 9 and Harbison Road. I would point out that the area or the property is in the developing areas per the existing comp plan. And that land designation permits business uses, particularly where you have access to roads as we do here. The property is in the level 3 spending for a state strategies map, but DLDOT is currently in the process of upgrading and has existing plans that I believe are supposed to start in the fall to upgrade that intersection. So there wouldn't be any state spending that we would expect would be needed in order to support the rezoning. The proposed rezoning and subsequent development would benefit the local economy, would be desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area, would provide increased opportunities for convenience goods and services. We don't see any adverse impact to the neighboring properties in that it's a continuation of an existing use that's been out there for some time. Ms. Cornwell's staff review stated that the requested CR1 zone is appropriate to consider for the developing areas, and that the requested CR1 zone is compatible with the surrounding uses, the surrounding zoning, and that there are several commercial and conditional uses that have been granted in that area. Also with me is Jonathan Street from Becker Morgan, Randy Bendler from Two Farms. So we've, if there's any questions with regards to the site or DLDOT issues, a TIS isn't required for this particular use. We're here to answer those questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if there's anyone that has any questions for you. And let's see, who are we starting with? That would be you. It would be Ms. Stevenson.
Hi, he stole my thunder too, so yeah, no, good to go.
Mr. Rossen?
No questions.
Mr. Ross?
Son of a good attorney is a long answer to a short question.
Well, he had to make up for all the time that I just sucked from his presentation.
That was?
You know?
I thought he was adding billable hours. I don't know. Yeah. No questions.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Ms. Wallace?
Thank you.
Mr. Brandaway?
No, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
I would note that we did receive a letter from the Harbison United Methodist Church. They are not opposed to the application for the change of zone, but if the site, if the change of zone is approved, they had some requests for a fence along their property line, some landscape buffer, and then a request, if possible, that the electric service be underground. And that's what they had, and okay, for consideration, again, if it's approved and it goes forward with our site plan.
Mr. Scott, are you in possession of a copy of that letter?
I am not, but I did discuss it with Ms. Cornwell.
Okay. And if you would see that Mr. Scott gets a copy of that, he can take that up with his client. That's really between the property owners, but I'm sure in the effort to be a good neighbor, you'll give that some consideration.
Absolutely.
I just want to point out something for the benefit of the newer commissioners, that it's a little bit of history here with this CR1 versus C1, and how this does make some sense here. The real subject is the AR land is what is actually changing, but the old C1 actually allowed for residential development. So up to 12 units to the acre, actually. So they're giving up that right, essentially, by having that land change from C1 to CR1. And what the public is getting in that transaction is a little more predictability as to what will be there. So if this is granted, then that entire rectangle there will become CR1. There will be no residential uses allowed, no high density or higher density residential uses allowed there. So that's sort of some of the list, a little bit of the history behind that C1, CR1 business and why it was done that way. And with that, if there aren't any more questions here, we'll ask you to take a seat nearby and we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1820 WNB Hudson and John Floyd Lingo III? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1820? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. That completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business, our first item of other